My boredom lies is all a troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Sometimes I soar like an eagle through the sky. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Brings me low but never brings me down.
I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. When I think of my Lord and how he sought me, then I just think of his blood and how he bought me. And my blessings are more numerous than the stars up above. I am constantly aware of his love, constantly aware that he is everywhere. And my soul is no fear, for I know he's always. My heart there's contentment, like the peace of a dove. I am constantly aware of his love. Now when the storm clouds of life around me rages, then I just cling to the mighty rock of ages, and to my soul he whispers sweet peace from heaven up above. I'm constantly aware of his love, constantly aware that he is everywhere. In my soul there is no fear, for I know he's always near. And in my there's contentment, like the peace of a dove. I am constantly aware of his love.
Soak him, weiß nicht, wie es mir heute geht. Mach alles so, wie es dir gefällt. Schließ mich in deine Vorsicht ein, dein will ich Tod und Leben sein.
Ja, you need those German songs in this hour. Ich weiß nicht, wie mir es heute geht. Mach alles so, wie es dir gefällt. Schließ mich in deine Vorsicht ein, dein will ich Tod und Leben sein. I don't know how it's going to be today, but Lord, you make everything the way you want. I'll just try to be as obedient and as sensitive as I know how.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame, and now a love that old where the dearest and best and the world lost sinner was fled. Though I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, as a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God, let this glory above to bear it on dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. And that old rugged cross stand with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For it was that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So shame and reproach gladly bear. Daniel, call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged crown till my trophies at last I lay.
True, is shame and reproach gladly bear. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
We're not ashamed of what we're doing and what we got and what we stand for and who we worship, and we can do it in spirit and truth.
This is
a lot of people, they sing these songs. I can really sing with my heart. Spirit and truth. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. It's shame and reproach gladly bear. It's all about not being ashamed of Christ.
Yeah.
If you can overcome that hurdle, you're actually carry that name with pride, that thing about rejection. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about rejection? Yeah. That's going to test you, like you did those angels back there. Are you ashamed of me? Huh. Well, we're not ashamed of Christ. Mm-hmm. We sing these songs with zip, mm-hmm. with fire, with passion. We know what we believe. We're not to be ashamed of.
No.
The devil will try to make us ashamed. This world would try to make us ashamed. Mm-hmm. Try to intimidate us, you know?
Yeah.
Try to make fun of us. Go for it. Blessed are ye. Mm-hmm. When shall we rise?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got it good. Because we're not ashamed of Christ. That's the key.
Yeah.
Final chapter.
I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me. And purchased my salvation on Calvary. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Brother Brown used to sing that every service.
Yeah.
And there was a time I really couldn't sing that song. Like, I was born again, but I really couldn't. But you know, as you journey on in life, then he used to say, why shouldn't you love him?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at.
Yes, me too.
Why can't you love him? Why shouldn't you? Mm-hmm. There's nothing else.
Yes, he's so worthy to be loved too, you know.
Yeah, he's such a good guy to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody tries to intimidate, be ashamed of Christ. Like it's very easy. Just kind of hate the world, eh?
Yeah.
This doesn't have nothing to do with the world. Just kind of hate. Just happy enough to do with it to survive. You know what I'm saying? Then the love of God will take over. As you would say, love not this world or the things that are in this world.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So I'd rather have, when you have the love of God, then you have everything in this world that you need, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in loving this world, nothing worth the time of day. Like a boat. What's in a boat? You're going to sit on the couch and on the boat. I feel excited today.
Mm-hmm.
He paid the debt. He did not owe, I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. He paid the debt that Calvary, he cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. One day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Won't it be glory to see him on that day? I then will sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid in that debt I could never pay. People said I'd never make it. They said I'd never see it through. But they don't know what keeps me going. I guess they never have met you. All my life was in shambles until the day you came along. You turned my tears into laughter. You give me a brand new song. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I'll burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Voted life enough to prosper, was left hanging over my head. You'll never count for nothing, that's what most people say. I've been on to be unsettled, I never stayed around too long. But you're the prayer I've been searching for, and Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Voted lively not to prosper with left hanging over my head. You'll never count for nothing, that's what most people say. I've been known to be unsettled, I never stayed around too long. Lord, you're the treasure I've been waiting for, and Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I'll burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Yeah, that's me. They said they'd never make him out to nothing. He's just a bum. Voted likely not to prosper. Yeah. My brother John, he said, that guy like a volcano or something, he erupts. Yeah, just when they think I'm down, and that other guy said, I don't know, I don't know what you got, just everybody thinks you're down, you keep coming up. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't know what keeps us going, eh? Mm-hmm. That's, I guess they never have met you. It's Jesus that keeps mm-hmm. us going. The anchor hold, though the ship's been battered, the anchor hold, though the sails are torn, I have poured all my need, and I face the raging sea. The anchor hold, in spite of the storm, the anchor hold, though the sails.
I have fallen on my knees.
praise the raging sea, the anchor hold in spite of the storm.
God anoints it. You sing from your heart, God can anoint it. Mm-hmm. You sing for entertainment, God doesn't anoint it. Did you notice? Mm-hmm. God has to anoint it. He has to give that increase. That's where it's at. Speak to the mountain, you will triumph over me. Be thou removed from here to yonder, be removed into the sea. Speak to the mountain, speak with authority, and the mountain must move.
And you shall gain victory.
Be to the mountain, you'll not triumph over me. Be thou removed from here yonder, be removed to the sea. Speak to the mountain, speak with authority. And the mountain must move, and ye shall gain victory. Speak to the mountain, you must triumph over me. Be thou removed from here yonder, be removed into the sea. Speak to the mountain, speak with authority, and the mountain must move, and we shall claim victory.
Do you know how it feels when something's missing?
To hear a small voice that you just keep dismissing. Do you know how it feels? To be troubled inside, to think just for you on across someone died. Do you know how it feels when he knocks to surrender? Have your sins washed away, never to be remembered?
Do you know how it's real? Tell me,
do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night and know that it's real? Tell
me, do you know how it feels?
You know how it feels when your cold heart is melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged? Do you know how it feels wherever you roam, you still got a feeling you're not at home, knowing heaven is real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're alright when you lay your head on your pillow at night and know that it's real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart has melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged? Do you know how it feels wherever you roam, He's still the God of feeling. You're not at home. Knowing heaven is real. Tell me you know how it feels. Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father, owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're alright when you lay your head on your pillow at night and know that it's real? Tell me,
do you know how it feels?
Well, some lady asked the question, how did he make it through Laodicea night long? I was kind of like, I saw myself living in Laodicea, you know, mm-hmm. where we are today. Mm-hmm. I asked myself, how did we overcome Laodicea? Just read it here. I saw myself in Laodicea, and I saw the evil that Laodicea is surrounded with. Like I was in this, surrounded with all this evil that we see out there mm-hmm. today. And some people don't even know that is evil. Let's just read it here. And unto the angels of the church of Laodicea write these things, said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. That's very important. We've got to know who Jesus is. The beginning of the creation of God. God created everything because of Jesus Christ. That's why it says it's the beginning. And he says, Jesus says, like, he knows everything that's going on. He knows the hour we're living in. I know thy works. That's the general trend. That's now what we're surrounded with. That thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. And here, you can't make it through Laodicea by being lukewarm. Mm-hmm. You got to be on fire. He said, I wish you were cold or hot. At least if you were cold, maybe someday you wake up and realize that you don't have that. But see, being lukewarm, you're not here nor there. And you're not even aware of your surroundings because you're lukewarm. I know thy work, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would thou wert cold or hot. And then because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm rich. That's the bubble we're living in. They're all around us, such much wealth. I'm rich and increased with goods, and I've need of nothing. But knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, poor, blind, and naked. See? They don't know that. Talk to them. They're oblivious what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like you're just some kind of a mental case. Mm-hmm. Like, but, you know, we're living in reality. It's them. They're really what God, it's what God's take is on things. He knows thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. See, we're rich. I'd say we're rich. Because we have made the Lord Jesus Christ our one and only thing. And white raiment that thou mayest be clothed. We're clothed with revelation, with the word of God. We see the hour we're living in. It's important. What Jesus said here was very concerned about Laodicea. And that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eyes have, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chase. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Heavenly Father, would you spread this portion of your word, Lord? I just pray you give us the insight and the wisdom how to execute it, how to explain it, how we overcame Laodicea, Lord. Help us in such a way, Lord, that people will get to the picture, get the drift of it. We ask to give that increase in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what I saw during the night. Actually, I've been seeing it for quite some time. Time and time again, I'd ask myself, how did you overcome Laodicea? Well, if I had to make it in one sentence, I'd just say, let's be sensitive to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what got me to where I am today. I was sensitive to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the Lord predestinated us and He has a place for us and He helped us overcome.
Mm-hmm.
But what good is God has done so much for us? What good is it if we're not sensitive to Him? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when He analyzed it, I was 7 years old, the Lord started dealing with me. And then throughout life, time to time, He would come and speak to me, come and growing up as a young guy and all that stuff. And I was always conscious of a God.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know more about this God. And of course, you brought up in an environment, in a society where you can't even talk about Jesus, about God.
Mm-hmm.
But see, like I say, if I had to, all about being sensitive to the leading of His Spirit, got nothing to do with me. Just from time to time I felt Him nudging me. And basically, that's what it amounts to, being sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. It has been easy because, you know, it's never easy when you're surrounded with a world of all these enticements out there, ambition. Man, I used to have a lot of ambition. I wanted to do this, that, and the other. And the Lord is okay as long as He doesn't make it a priority, you know, mm-hmm. He doesn't make it an idol or an icon or something. But that's what I saw during the night when you step back and you analyze the evil that we're surrounded with.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst of it is you go talk to a person, like people that I'd say in the last 30 years, what I have gone through to prepare me for the hour that we're now living in. And then when you talk to people that you grew up with, and they're still back 30 years ago. They haven't moved nothing in the Lord. I kind of take it for granted. Surely everybody can realize that the day and hour we're living in. They can see the things, the events that the world is in. And you talk to them and they're completely oblivious.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of shocking to me that they figure you're the one that's kind of out of place, that you don't belong. Like we were talking about some time ago about Israel. Israel fasted a lot. And then he wanted to know, he was curious, and rightly so, and he was kind of wondering what it's going to be like in the ending of days, like in the latter days, the day where we're now living in.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel said, if you fast another week, I'll come back and I'll show you what's going to happen. So we fasted a week, and then the angel came back and he gave him a vision about mm-hmm. what it's going to be like. And he saw this young man going from town to town and to see if there's anybody here that has, what was it now, that is interested in things of eternal life.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of looked at him like, come on, where are you coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Just it explains it very good in that fourth or fifth book of Israel. And he went from town to town and tried to find out if there was any around that is really serious about eternal life. Like I said, they looked at him kind of strange. And then, like, go downtown here, go from church to church, and really find out if there's really anybody there that has any question about eternal life. No, as long as you can end with the program. Just leave us alone, don't rock our boat.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them about the coming of the Lord. Tell them about a message in your day, Brother Branham or Brother Jackson, or the day and hour we're living in, or the lukewarmers of Laodicea. Tell them about that, and they'll run you out of town. They
mm-hmm.
think you're some kind of radical. And you have to be known you're spot on. And now when I put myself in that guy's shoes, and you go from town to town, you talk to people, like we talked to that Arnold the other day. And, yeah, but, you know, they're just not living in that dimension that you
mm-hmm.
and I are living in.
Mm-hmm.
And to us, it's so real, man. It gets more real every day. The turn of events in the last 30 years that I've seen with my own eye, ever since the Lord woke me up, said, Sam, I'm coming soon. It was a personal invitation. Sam, you need to get ready for my coming. I'm going to come in your generation, and there's no stopping it. You need to start setting your face towards the heavens. And it went into my DNA, and I lost interest in the things that were alive. And I'm real grateful that the Lord took time out to kind of shake me up and to drag me out of that outright lifestyle, you know, just about materialism. That's the killer. That materialism that they're surrounded with, it's just blinds their eyes to the the God of this world has blinded their eyes to the reality that they're surrounded with. As long as they can live another day, get away with it, and they don't see the handwriting on the wall the way you see it, you and I see it. And you probably see it just as clear as I. The Lord started dealing with you just like he did with me. But that's what I saw during the night. The evil, the sex, the perversion of the scripture. The countries are full of churches, and all they do is pervert, just more perversion. And then God did send the prophet, Brother Branham, and as soon as he goes off the sea, here they come with that serpent messages. These, what do you call them? Bruised serpent message. And they blind the people and the message from moving on into that era, Brother Jackson. And see there again. I didn't know nothing, but I was sensitive to the Lord. I'd get up in the morning and we ate back again, and the Lord, even before the Lord was starting to deal with me about this end time, it was like if I have to kind of go back, and when the Lord saved me, 1975 or so, 74, 75, and he would convict me about reading the Bible, and I would get up at 6 in the morning, I would read the Bible, and I would, every chance I got, I would read the Bible, I would read Proverbs, and I would read Psalms. I mostly got out of Proverbs or the Wisdom of Solomon and these simple books. And then I got into reading the Bible, or Ezekiel, or Revelation. I was intrigued with some of these things, but I think I read the Bible through about 3 times, you know, from cover to cover. And, but it's something driving me, convicting me to read the Bible. And I know now, it was like the Lord said, Sam, you won't make it through Laodicea unless you read that Bible, you know that word. And you need to create a sensitivity towards my spirit, because I'm going to lead and guide you through that age of Laodicea. That's the only way you'll be able to make it. Just kind of paraphrasing it, because that's really what he was doing when he would convict me, when he would wake me up at 6 in the morning or sometimes even earlier. And I would get up and read the Bible, and I would sing all these songs in that Hutterite songbook, that orange one, that thick one. And I got so much out of reading the songs, you know. And I was attracted, almost like I was driven to certain songs. I was excited about reading them, you know what I'm saying? This is what the Lord did back then for me. And I kind of assumed he's doing that with everybody. Everybody's on the same. Everybody's doing the same thing. I don't know why I assumed that, but after a while, when I look back now, I guess he wasn't. But there is a selected few, I'm sure. If you had to tell your thing, you'd probably go through the same thing, where the Lord began to deal with you as a young person, as a young girl there in that system. And then he saw your desire, he saw me, but when he did see it, he sat back before the foundation of the world. I got 2 people down there, I got to prepare to make it through Laodicea. Because you cannot make it. The Lord has to start when you're young. He started with me when I was 7 years old. And then drought. Yeah, he messed up so many times, man or living. If one for the grace of God, many mistakes have been coming up through life. And the stupid things I used to do, and the things that you're embarrassed of and ashamed of. But see, that's where the blood of Jesus comes in. Take it to the Calvary. Repent, you know, and shake yourself off and take another run at it. Never give up, you know. Always take it back to the Lord and repenting. That's what I saw during the night. The evil that we're surrounded with.
Yeah.
The lukewarmness. The neither hot nor cold. And then when you're in that air, Satan is out there to entice you and to trap you in and to blackmail you and to all that kind of stuff. And I remember I was down, I was trucking for Dallas at that time. No, I think I was trying for PTO. I had to wait for an hour for my logbook to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went the truck stop, so I had an hour to kill, so I didn't want to go into the truck stop. So I went back to the sleep and I got on my knees and I said, I'm going to pray mm-hmm. for an hour. And I got on my knees and I waited for the Lord to show me what to pray for. At that time, I was always praying for some reason or another. I was praying for the young people at that time. And all of a sudden, I was coming into a vision. And I saw that picture. A lot of people see it, but the bride at the Schmale Weg,
mm-hmm.
you know, you see it sometimes on the poster, mm-hmm. the broad way, mm-hmm. and then the narrow way. And I saw it. I saw this man going, starting up this journey, up this narrow path, up the narrow road. I saw the wide road. A lot of people down that wide road. We think they get fun in the sun, but really it's just imaginary life. But this young couple, there was a man and a wife and a boy and a girl. I think they had two boys and a girl. And they were starting the journey up this narrow, on this narrow road. They were very well dressed. The man had a hat on, the woman had, his wife had a dress and nice hair. Very well, I don't know the word, very well dressed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
A nice air about it. Nice, it was fun to watch them walk. Then they were happy, just a happy family, happy, old-fashioned American family, walking up this narrow path. And as they were going up this narrow path, you could tell he started to take his head off, and their appearance became more shabby, and the dress got shorter, and eventually the hair got shorter, and eventually they didn't have that nice appearance that they had when they started the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw some of them on this journey, they would look over to the bright road. And they would go from the narrow road, like the best I can explain it, they wanted to go have a fling for the night.
Mm-hmm.
So they would go to the broad road.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have this fling for the night. And then they were there for a while and they realized, there's nothing here.
Mm-hmm.
I like that other road better. Then they would want to go back on the narrow road again. And I saw, they were halfway there, and I saw this hand grab out and yank them back to the broad road again. And it's a step, you know. Once you go down that broad road, he's got you, he'll use blackmail, he'll use whatever he can to keep you on that broad road. And he was very successful. Because he intimidated these people.
Yeah.
They wanted to go back time and time again. I would see him want to go back on the narrow, and he yanked them back.
Mm-hmm.
Had some kind of blackmail on him, or what's going out down in the States now. I was getting all these senators and governors, and they got blackmail on them. They're not clean. They're into pedophilia. And now they're being used as blackmail, and they're being compromised. Even the Supreme Court, the judges and the Supreme Court, they're all being compromised because Satan has something on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw. They went halfway over and that wouldn't let them go.
Mm-hmm. That's the predominant thing about the Laodicea church age. When you find the location of it on the map, it's located where trade was. It was
commerce.
Yes, with the commerce, yeah. It was in a commerce route with Ephesus and Philadelphia and Laodicea. It was on along a river, so it was rich because of the commerce coming in from various countries.
Mm-hmm.
It was a port near there, so they were wealthy and they were quite established too
with water systems and stuff like that. So they lived a pretty good, high-quality life. And that's the same way that this church age that we're living in, Laodicea, is. It's a it represents that church back there in the Laodicea church. When was it? 96 AD, around that time. That in this age, that's what happened here with all the merchants, the commerce coming in and creating a wealthy society. There's abundance of everything, like food, materialism, and practically next to nothing. You can go to a store and pick up stuff like relatively cheap. Mm-hmm. And it'd be a strange age.
You could be sucked into mm-hmm. it.
You really, but there is an overcomers, because mm-hmm. otherwise Jesus would not have written it, to him that overcome will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. So it says, behold, I stand at the door. He's really outside the church systems, because mm-hmm. they've rejected the messenger to this age.
It's an individual thing.
Yes, now it's individual that he's working with the individual. But there is a place where you can overcome that Laodicea wealth, that rich in need of nothing, and lukewarm, not be passionate about Jesus. Is you have to be sober and you have to be vigilant. You have to be in the fight. You have to be at a place, continually be at a place where you're sensitive to his spirit. And like if you go along with what God restored with Martin Luther, the just to live by faith. Faith, number one, a key ingredient in the Christian mm-hmm. life.
Yeah.
Then you go to Wesley, where God restored living a sanctified mm-hmm. life. Separate yourself from the world, the mm-hmm. fleshly desires, and live a holy, upright life before God. And then the Holy Spirit is, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit came at Azusa Street there, mm-hmm. even before that, in Topeka, Kansas,
mm-hmm, yeah.
where he was slowly restoring the third aspect of the Christian, where they were starting to be hid there in the third century.
Mm-hmm.
With the woman leavening the bread,
mm-hmm.
with the it was sanctification, glorification, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So
it took the substitute.
Yes.
Creeds and dogmas.
Yes.
The Catholic Church did.
So
and hid the whole thing.
Yes. So God restored it back in this century. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the in the repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. So these, all these ingredients that were lost back there with that Roman Catholicism, with that woman that took a leaven and leavened the whole lump. She leavened that whole, the whole ingredients that they were hidden,
mm-hmm.
hid there in that lump, and then people were, it went into the Dark Ages. And then God slowly, in the 1500s, slowly started restoring it back. And so that's what makes it possible for us to overcome the Church of Laodicea, because we have all these ingredients to be able to overcome them.
And the fact that the Lord started dealing with us when we were young, he knew up there. I didn't know that this is awaiting us. And I asked myself many times, Lord, why do I have to go through all this thing? A young family at home. And being terminated simply because the Lord's dealing with me. He was he had a fire in my heart, mm-hmm. like I was telling earlier, like ever soft. You got to watch him ever soft. He's like a volcano ever soft erupts. Well, that was the spirit of the living God, mm-hmm. not wanting me to settle down in that lukewarm state.
Yeah.
He was preparing me to make it through Laodicea, because somebody. Apparently somebody's been getting overcome.
That's right.
Might as well be us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look back, that's what I say. It's a sensitivity to the spirit of the living God, to the mm-hmm. point where he actually wants to guide us with that of his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But going back anyway to that time I was praying there, back in that sleep down at Sudbury, Ontario, and I saw this whole what's going on out there, how Satan is using blackmail, how he's using people to keep people on that bride road, even if they don't like it there, even if they want to go live a Christian life, it won't let him because he's got something on, compromise. And my heart went out to him. And I saw all they had to do was believe. Like the Lord loved the backslider, you know. He wants him to just trust him. He'll get him through. That's what I saw in that when I went back there to pray. Satan is intimidating them, like, you're done. God doesn't love you anymore. Yeah. But it's the opposite. Because here in John it says, children don't sin. But it says, if you do sin, it's in 1 John chapter 2, my little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. Of course. But if any man sin, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And I saw it there when I saw how simple it is. All you got to do is admit their sin, admit that they missed sin. And the devil, but the devil won't let them. He yanked them back. And they believe that devil. They believe that lie. And it says right here, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the provision for our sins, and not only ours alone, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. And he said, I know him and keep it, not his commandments, is a liar. And the root is not in him. And whoso keepeth his word, in him verily the love of God is perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that said, he abided in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And here one client said, he that says, he has no sin as a liar. That's what the devil would try. That's why this religiology and this self-righteousness comes in. But they're on their way to destruction. I saw exactly what happened. They couldn't put their trust in God. The devil got to convince, now that you messed up, now that you took a one-night fling, the Lord don't love you anymore. And he convinced and believes the evil that we're surrounded with. And it's a miracle. You can't make it without the Lord Jesus Christ. You gotta be, and then you gotta be sober, you gotta be vigilant. You gotta know the hour you're living in. You gotta know that God sent the prophet. You gotta be baptized in Jesus' name. You gotta have all these ingredients, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then, even then you still, oh man, it's impossible without the Lord Jesus Christ on a day-to-day basis. That's why we come up this road so far. That's why we're still got our head above the water. Get up in the morning and sing a song, you know, from these German song books. Mein Gottesdienst ist wie der Morgen. That's what the scripture that you can. That song came to me the other day. Mahal ist so bis dir gefallen, you know. Make it, Lord, help us to walk the way that is pleasing to you. You know, map the road out for us and give us the grace to follow what you have for us this day. And then my heart really went out for these people that are caught up in that. And then Pharaoh had a meeting down there, so a convention. I went down there. I was able to share it. And I was praying, Lord, raise up somebody that'll preach a message that'll let people know that they can have access to the throne of God, even if they didn't mess up. And then there was convention. After there was convention down at, once I had that thing with the dream and the vision in the back of the truck there in the sleeper, and I prayed, Lord, raise up somebody to let people know that there is a remedy.
Yeah.
Then Russell Davis came up with a message. I don't know if you ever heard it. The vow of a Nazarite. Did you get to listen to that one?
Yes, I think I did.
The vow of a Nazarite. And he did such a beautiful message out there about the vow of a Nazarite. That there is hope, even if there's a remedy, how you can get back into being that Nazarite. Even if you did mess up, you can let your hair grow again, you stay away from eating grapes and certain things, and you're back on course again. You gotta go through this, I think it's a 40-day ceremony that you have to go through. Stay away from anything that's wine or grape, whatever. But he did such a beautiful, there's no excuse for anybody. If you mess up, You can always get back there. I've messed up so many times. I sometimes get faint in my heart, you know. I feel it so often, I get faint in my heart. But I never give up because I believe that word. I know what the Lord did for me back at Calvary. I know there is scripture because I've read the Bible over and over again. Mm-hmm. I know the heart of God towards the sinner, towards the backslider. Can see, read it over in Isaiah, how he loves that backslider. I want that backslider to come back, you know. Don't think I'm mad at you. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm going to send Jesus down. That's why Jesus came to repent and to get us out of this mess that we're in. Especially the hour we're now living in. Like, don't be ashamed to confess your faults one to another. Mm-hmm. That's what we've been doing all week. Confessing our faults one to another. If you want to be made whole, mm-hmm. Yeah, you confess them to the Lord, but it also says, confess your faults one to another, so that you be made whole. Mm-hmm. You want to be made whole, because being made whole, that's where it's at. Then you got that whole package, and then you're free, you know. There's a freedom sharing one another's faults, because the Bible says so. Mm-hmm. It's not there in vain. I tapped onto it one day. Confess your faults one to another, and thereby be made whole. Mm-hmm. And that's what I saw, and then I was able to share it down there. And Davis came and had that with see. It didn't happen when I shared it. It was before that Davis had that message. But when I shared it down there, and what I have to say, I said there was a lot of people caught up in their lifestyle. They go to church. Mm-hmm. They're here today. They caught up, going out for a fling, and then they're ashamed and embarrassed. All you got to do is take it to the Lord. Yes. And start from new again. And I said, it's not only physical adultery. Mm-hmm. It's also spiritual adultery. And that's probably the worst kind. And going into a different belief structure. Believing something, going on back to the religious world, you know. Mm-hmm. Once not believing that God sent Brother Ben and then Brother Jax. And then he's moving on to this hour, down this channel here. If you don't believe that, it's like spiritual adultery, you know. You're going to end up nowhere, you know. Right. You're just going out for a fling. And I don't think, like, when I shared it, they were there till midnight. Everybody came up for prayer. Mm-hmm. And confessed their faults one to another, or whatever, to the preacher. Asked for prayer for, like I say. It went on, I think, till about midnight. Just people coming up for prayer. And this was the Lord. The Lord dealing with me to say that, to share that. Because I went, when I was in that back in that sleep of praying, I felt for those people. And I can't do nothing. What can I do? And I just prayed, Lord, raise up somebody to give them a message. Mm-hmm. And that's when Davis came by me with that message. And I've heard a lot of compliments about it. What it did to set people free, to mm-hmm. get people to that place. Hey, you mess up, and we're going to mess up. Mm-hmm. I don't care how old you think you are, mm-hmm. or I think I am. There's always a weapon, there's always a remedy that you can go to Calvary and confess your faults and repent of your sin and dust yourself off and carry on again. But don't ever give up, you know. Mm-hmm. There's enough scripture in the Bible. There's no excuse for nobody. Mm-hmm. You can all be overcome.
That's right. Yeah.
If you and I can make it, anybody can make it. We had a thing last week about overcoming, you know. And it's not that complicated. You gotta put trust in Jesus. You can't make it without Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then the journey got pretty much impossible for me to do it. I was wore out, you know. I was fighting the devil all the time, and fighting these forces of darkness, this latest day and age. And then the Lord brings you on board. And then, because I read that scripture, woe unto you that walks alone, it's better you walk together. You know, something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. I'll just say,
better to walk together when one falls to be able to pick
yeah.
it up.
And that's it. That's where I was at already. I was wore out, like it says in Dan. It'll wear down the saints of the Most High. And being surrounded with all this evil trucking and all that, you know, it wears you down because you're in this evil environment. truck stops and the food and all that slow, take it so slowly where you are. Then the Lord brought you on board. And I had a problem, I had questions, and then it says, without you, there is no program. Like saying, Sam, you're not going to make it without learning. You know, at least even try it, might as well just peck it in right here. Because you don't know what's up the road. But bring it along, and the two of you can work together. The two of you need each other to make it through this jungle. I didn't see it back then as such. But when I look back now, it's exactly right. You helped me with my eating habits and with my with the food thing and with getting up in the morning and sing a song and things I've started to neglect. We just wrapped each other up, like I say, with a proper diet and being a fervent for the Lord, like being sober, being vigilant. I could have never done it alone. And the Lord knew that. He came on the scene and said, take Lorraine along. Because you're not going to make it without her. He didn't say that at the time. He just said, without her, there is no program. Well, I didn't know what it all entailed. It didn't just only entail the fact that we're having church every Sunday morning. And that we're putting it on and got this website up and running. And doing it for people that having these conversations because I've single-handedly walked through this journey.
Yeah.
And then you can help people that are wanting to send. Go on the same journey, but the devil deceives him. The devil has him locked up and brought you on board so we can help each other on this journey because he said, I'm paraphrasing, saying from here on, it's going to get tough. You can't make it alone. And we've been a benefit to each other on this journey towards that heavenly system.
Yeah.
Heavenly city. No matter what people say to or think. Never think nothing these about what they think about us. It doesn't really matter.
No, I always say, if God is okay, if my standing is right with God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's all that matters to me. Let men say what they want; they'll do it anyway. Like a lady when I first started trucking together. She said to me, what about your reputation? I said, you know what? We don't have a reputation. People say about you and gossip about you behind your back what they want anyway. It doesn't matter what you do. Like if with John the Baptist, they called him names. Jesus they called names. So nothing that anybody can do, like look at what Trump has done for America. And look how people hate him and condemn him. And it's over my head. I can't even comprehend. I can't even find one negative thing about him.
He left 4 years with flying color. He's clean before the Lord. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Ivanka, they're clean before the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, there is provisions made. That's why the vow of the Nazarene types it so beautifully because there when you make a vow and you come into contact with a dead person then you just cleanse yourself, bring a sin offering unto the priest and then you clean again and then you just back into the vow of the Nazarite. The same way with us, if we sin, if we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, we have an advocate with the Father because we have a mediator, Jesus Christ, and we still have access to the throne of grace. We can repent of our sins and move on. And that's the provision that's made for us, and we have access to it.
I saw it the other day, and I asked, why do we have to go through so much? When I look back at my life, a young family, just when they need you, terminated simply because of what I believe. And I was not a happy camper, but I had something burning, a fire burning within me that I knew I was right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what kept me going. And like that song we're singing, you don't know from day to day where you're going to go, where your next meal is and all that. But I see it. I just kept on going, you know. People said, I'll never make it. I'll never make it true. They don't know what keeps me going. because they never had that. I had this intimate relationship with the Lord, and he just didn't know what tomorrow will bring. Like the song you were singing, I don't know what tomorrow will bring, but somehow the Lord was there. Every day he had enough problems on his own. Mm-hmm. From day to day, it was a new day the next day, and he would give me another spark to make it another day. So like I say, I was not a happy camper. And but spent many nights in prayer. That's how he made it through. And now we come to that place where, yes, the Lord was leading us to the ministry, Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, now here to deliver that meat and due season. And that fountain of living water, come and drink out of the waters of life freely. This is that fountain of living water. Mm-hmm. How did we get here? By overcoming. And now, what people, all people have to do is come and believe what we're saying. Because we did the overcoming part. They don't have to, yeah, they'll have to do their part. There's something they'll have to do. But we overcame it for them. Like we were, like when you cut a trail through a forest, you know, mm-hmm. you try to go through a forest. And I was trucking with this one guy, and that's his job, and he's not trucking. He's got this little cart, and he does it for the hydrant. He goes and cuts the underbrush and makes a trail, cuts the trees down and chops them up, and he leaves a trail so the hydrant can run the hydrant line through there. Yeah, uh-huh. That's what we've been doing. We've been making the trail for people. Just come on board. Just believe what we're saying. Go to sleep at night and listen to one of the conversations. I love it. There's tons of them on there that you can listen to. Even if you listen to them over and over again, there's something in it. There's life. Because it's called Come and Drink Out of the Waters of Life Freely. That's what this conversation is that we're having. Because we're just expressing the experiences as the Lord walked us through, that you don't have to walk the walk we walk through. We're walking it for you. All you got to do is, I'd say, I've been doing that for the last week or so. When I went to bed, I'd listen to a message, mm-hmm. and it does something to you. Mm-hmm. And I figured, that's what everybody should be doing. Mm-hmm. Because that's the only thing that's left, is these conversations. That thing out there, they call it church, they call it preaching, it's not the word. It's not fit for dog to eat. This is the only thing that the Lord is anointing. This is not our thing, this is the Lord's thing. This is the Lord's thing to do to you. All people have to do, come on board, just listen to it, just look beyond us. Don't look at us. It's not us that's doing it. Just look. That's why I pray every time. Lord, get that increase. Mm-hmm. And early on as a Christian, Lord says, Sam, I can only reward you what you have allowed me to do through you. Mm-hmm. Over the years, 40, 50 years of my life as a Christian, that's all I've done. Step aside so that Lord could use me for his glory. Mm-hmm. And here we are, rolling out this meat to do season and the living water, and I'm still in that same program. Lord, use it for your glory, not for me. I'm just doing whatever I can to be faithful to what God has called me to be when he made that great blueprint back in Ephesians 1. Mm-hmm. And he had predestinated me to do exactly what you and I are doing here now, rolling out that meat to do season, delivering that living water. Because if somebody, it has to be somebody. Mm-hmm. It has to be somebody with boots on the ground. It has to be somebody that fills Behold, I said, Elijah the prophet. There had to be somebody that was at the beginning of the voice, the days of the voice of the seven angels. Mm-hmm. There had to be a vessel on earth, boots on ground, to deliver that message, what that angel had to say, and it was through the vocal cords of Brother Brown. Mm-hmm. It was the beginning. Then he goes off the scene, it came through the vocal cords of Brother Jack. And Brother Jack goes off the scene, we went through that tremendous test, none of us knew what's going on. Mm-hmm. We thought Ellen and Buddy are going to just take this thing the next day into the next stage. But we were duped, you know. We found out that's not the way it is. And then the Lord gave me the vision about Gideon. I'm taking the church now. I'm going to test them to see if they qualify. To do what? To bring forth that meat and new seeds. To roll out that living water. That's what that test was. No more 300 now. Now here, we did. Like, I was just as blind as a bat, like everybody else. None of us knew better. Ask the Lord, give me insight and the visions and the dreams, and then give you the scriptures. Hold on to the things to be taught. Because, like I'm paraphrasing again, when Brother Jakes went off the scene, the Lord gave you that scripture, and all these different ideas came out, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. What they came out We just stuck to the things we've been taught. Mm-hmm. And that was the anchor. That's why we made it through that jungle. When that scripture got activated, let him do his filthy, let him be filthy still. Mm-hmm. Let him that was wicked be wicked still. Because now, the door's wide open. You can preach whatever you want. You can do your heart's desire. You can express whatever you think you're gonna make yourself a name, you know. And it was a free for all. But we held on to the things that we taught. We had that scripture. And I just, everything the Lord has trained us from 7 years on, now we got to use it because we had it stored in our DNA. You're going to send, you're going to need it from here on out. Because it's going to get tough. You're going to hear things coming down the pipe that you really don't believe in. Mm-hmm. And here they come with these different doctrines, doctrines of devils. But we had that scripture. That's why the Lord, I got convicted every time I'd sleep in, you know, instead of reading the Bible. I'd read my Bible, I know what the words say. Today, well, like the Lord said, I got to prepare for the journey up ahead. I didn't know at the time that there was a journey up ahead. I just, by faith, on a day-to-day basis, tried my level best to keep my head above the water. Now when I look back, it was just the Lord preparing me, no matter what I had to go through, preparing me for the hour that we're now living in. And like I said, it shocks me that I thought everybody's on that same page. And here, I'm only finding one person, that's you, that's on that same page, that had that same concern. And we're pegged as some kind of lunatics, you know what I'm saying? And here we are, having a great old time. Our needs are met, we got the whole thing. Find anybody that has it better than we do. Oh man, you can't even be grateful enough for how good we get it. Mm-hmm. And here we are, and delivering that living water. Like I said, I wish I could burn it into the hearts of the people. All you got to do is come on board. All you got to do is believe the path that we've honed out for you by the grace of God, not us. But see, God has to have somebody on the ground. He had to have the prophets on the ground where he could speak to them. That's his channel that he was working through back in the Old Testament time. Talked to Ezekiel. But they didn't listen to him. Some of them cut him asunder. You can go back in the Hebrews and read what they did to these people that God sent. Are we going to be any different? God's probably got a shield around us. They can't touch us. There's nothing can touch us. Because God has a plan and a purpose for us. We're going to be here until these prophets are killed. And then that Antichrist, he wants to kill us too, but the Lord takes us out of here. Mm-hmm. So that's the only way of escape. Mm-hmm. Till then, we just walk by faith. God's got the forces, the demonic forces. Jesus has control of them. And as long as you and I are walking in the perfect will of God, they can't touch us. Mm-hmm. Nothing can touch us because Jesus now, after the resurrection, said, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. He has power of every devil. But he uses the devil, he keeps the devil around to chastise us, to keep us on that straight and narrow path. Mm-hmm. That's what he said to when Solomon, he veered off and started worshiping other idols and all that kind of stuff. God raised up adversaries against Solomon to keep him, yank him back into reality. And I think that's when he wrote those wonderful scriptures, the wisdom of Solomon. And some of them anyway, I think that was after he had, I don't know when he did that, maybe before he started with these women or whatever he was involved in there.
You know, sometimes looks towards the end of his life because if you look at how he describes that you have riches, right, you work for it and then you have to leave it to somebody else and you don't know if that person is going to be a fool or not. So
then he said, "Friese deine Zahn."
Yeah.
And he gave good advice, but that's after he had gone through his school. And he saw, because how else could he give that advice when he saw, unless he has walked through it, you know?
Yeah.
How would I know? How would you know what you know unless you walked through it? You can't give, even with wisdom, you have to walk through that to be able to advise other people.
That's right.
"Friese deine Zahn." Like I say, can't say it enough. All you got to do, all people have to do, come on board. Mm-hmm. Believe it. God, this is God's provided way for this hour. He had provided ways all throughout history. He always had a provided way. He had him back in the days of Noah, he had a provided come in the boat. All through history, you could go back with a fine tooth comb. God always had his mankind's best interest in heart. Sent then these prophets. And you, back in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, we read the other day, how he had a provided way for the Israelites. All you gotta do is come under Nebuchadnezzar's yoke, which is a lot better than the pestilence and losing everything. And here today, guarantee, you come under this watch. You come under this canopy. That Psalm 91, that pestilence is not going to, not going to do nothing to you. It'll just go by. That terrorist at night that comes and shoots your family, he won't be there. God will protect them because you're under his message for the hour. It's his. And he uses that as God's provided way. The days of Brother Branham, he had a message for mankind. Come under this canopy, Brother Branham. Brother Jackson, same thing. But you got to be completely, get rid of your own ideas, you know, before it can be effective. You come in here with no strings attached, you know. No idea, no ideologies, no plan of your own. You just come because there's two people here that have blazed the trail, you know, for you. They've cut the underbrush and everything. All you got to do is come and believe, not us, believe the word, believe that this is the Lord's program, not ours.
Yeah,
God has a way. He's always had a provided way for every generation. The days of Paul, all you got to had to do, come and sit under Paul. And Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they believe on him whom I will send.
Yeah.
And he sent these angels, the seven stars. I'm going to work through them. But I'm going to have a boots on ground person. He's going to transmit what that angel has to say. And now in Laodicea, he knew Laodicea is going to be the toughest church age going with all the evil. And then as you go on, every devil in hell is unleashed in mankind. And that goes on into the week of Daniel. It's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher. Mm-hmm. We're just prepared, you know. We're up the road. We're just prepared for the journey ahead. And you can't make it without fasting. You got to fast. I'm not going to legislate. We do it voluntarily. It's time to be fast.
You can't overdo it either.
Yeah.
You have to have a balance.
Yeah.
Because God is not...
You can't make it a legalistic thing.
You can't. If there is something that... then you fast, but don't think that that's the way that you should live.
I don't think you're going to change God's mind on your thing. It just makes you sensitive. That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you more sensitive to the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. And not all the time. You can overdo it that you actually destroy yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
So you have to have a sense of balance with everything.
That's what I saw during the diet. What we're surrounded with is evil. It's not easy. I'm saying, how did you guys overcome Laodicea? Well, the Lord started when I was 7 years old. Then I'm coming up through life. I'd read my Bible. I'd saturate myself with that Word of God. I had such a hunger for the Word of God once He saved me, you know. And then every time I backslid, you know. And I longed for that time when I had that intimacy with the Lord. And he came by my way again, and he revived me, and gave me another chance, you know. But this time, I was not going to be intimidated. This time, it's full steam ahead. Nothing is going to stop me now. And then, like I say, it slowly wear down. The devil can wear you down, believe you me. The evil you're surrounded with, you're in this mist, this fog of evil. You're surrounded with it. You somehow kind of feel your way through it like blindfolded kind of thing. And eventually you get wore out and then it brings you in more. And you get another charge, you know. And that's the way it goes, you know. Maybe it'll bring somebody else on board that's going to help us fight the fight, you know what I'm saying? But we don't want no dead weights around, you know. That want to just come and take advantage like the Lord. And then your brother Ernie wanted to come and squeeze off us and smooch off us. Whatever. What's that? If I bring somebody in, he will be a benefit. He will be an asset. He'll bring a package with him. So far, we've only had leeches coming through here that want the freebies, you know. But, you know, they got to go fight their own fight. We can't fight it for them. Mm-hmm. We got our own journey cut out for us. Mm-hmm. We can't go expect somebody else to walk this walk for us.
Yeah.
We got to walk our own. Mm-hmm. I wanted to help, and I saw when you came on board, I believed this message. The Lord let me know you're going to have to walk your own. You have your own trials and temptations. You're going to have to fit yourself. And, man, is she going to make it? Well, apparently you did make it.
Mm-hmm.
You made it true. God's grace. And that's what I saw during the night. I thought we'd have a conversation on how did you overcome Laodicea? Well, like I say, I had to put it in, like I said earlier, just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God will lead and guide into all truth. That's what the Bible says. He will send the Holy Spirit and He will lead and guide into all truth. All you got to do is be sensitive. And I noticed later in the last year, I used to be able to hear His voice clear, but now He's just barely above a whisper.
Mm-hmm.
Like during the night, like last night when I went to bed, He told me to send you really have to almost like prick your ears kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like put the double take and listening. And He said, I told him to send a book to that lady down in Mord and then to that preacher Sam up in Greenwald. But he was just barely above. He lets you see things. Jesus said, I do nothing unless I see my Father. He saw a picture. He saw, I just need to go to Samaria. God gave him that great eternal spirit. He saw this woman. He saw he needs to go to Samaria. And on the way up to Samaria, that great eternal spirit opened up and he's going to encounter up in Samaria. But he didn't see the whole picture at first. But as he began to walk, by the time he gets there, he knows all her history. He knows everything about her. And he just expounded on her. And then before you know it, she had that whole city converted. And see, there's a man that told me all about my issue. Mm-hmm. See, that's how God works. We do nothing on our own here. We do what we see the Father see. And then we throw it by each other to make sure we're in the same page, we're in the same frequency. And you saw exactly what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
But you came at it from a different angle with this Laodicea.
Yeah.
And the other day, that song, you saw that song during the night or whenever. And I had about a week ago, I had that same song. Mein Gott, du nicht das Wiede morgen. Die Nacht verlendet ihr Lauf. Mein alle meine Sorgen, auf einmal wieder mit mir auf. You know, they're all there. But you're a day smart, supposedly, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You get the drift, you know. I say one thing again. Come and sit. Drink out of the waters of life, really. You don't pay nothing. We paved the way. We did it gladly. Looking back, oh, it was a wonderful journey. Was it easy? No, it wasn't. I think many times, all night, praying my way out of this thing, and your family at home, be terminated because of what I believe, what I know is right. And then here, it's the same thing again here. We were going to get knocked down for the message we put out there. We just wait till stuff we put about Neil and about mm-hmm. Fred and about this group mm-hmm. here in Portage. Don't bother us now. We're just doing what the Lord wants us to do. So we're going to have to pay account to the Lord. If they don't repent, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be a good chapter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing now. Put them out there so people do repent. Because God is not willing that any should perish.
Mm-hmm.
But that everybody comes to repentance. That's what it's all about, repenting. And then you can overcome. You can't overcome without repenting. You need to repent.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to confess your faults one to another to be made whole. Nothing better than to be made whole.
Mm-hmm.
Like these 10 lepers, you know. They went out and they said, go show yourself to the priest. And then they went and showed themselves to the priest. But there's only one that came back. And the one that came back, he was made whole.
Mm-hmm.
He got the whole package.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in glory. The rest, I started about what the rest did. They turned against the Lord. That's the same today. There's people, Trump gave them an opportunity to be something, and they turned it back on, stabbed them in the back on the way out, every one of them. But Trump, he's smelling like a rose. He's up there doing his thing, and he's happy.
Mm-hmm.
And works on his store. He's just using that now for give him a little bit of a break. This thing that's in the White House is not really a... Oh, man, it is crazy to the human race. I think that's for another chapter. Heavenly Father, we just had a decision around your word. I just pray to use it for your honor, for your glory. Gift and increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.